Micro fades on every chopped slice. Beginner Ableton lesson. Let's go. If you've ever chopped up a breakbeat into a bunch of tiny pieces, rearranged it, and suddenly you hear little ticks, clicks, or pops at the edit points, this lesson is exactly for you. In drum and bass, especially jungle-style edits where the break is doing a lot of fast movement, those tiny clicks can ruin the groove. They make your loop feel cheap, even if your programming is sick. The fix is simple, and it's one of those pro but easy moves. Micro fades, tiny fade-ins and fade-outs on every slice. We're talking milliseconds, not big fades. You can hear just enough to make every cut start and end cleanly, so you can chop aggressively and still keep that punch. By the end, you'll have a clean, click-free, 2-bar DNB break edit around 172 BPM, and you'll know how to apply fades fast without doing 200 clips one by one. Alright, step 1. Prep a break for slicing. Go grab a break. Amen, Think, Apache. Whatever you like. Drag it onto an audio track in Ableton. Set your project tempo to 172 BPM. That's a nice rolling zone. Now double-click the audio clip so the clip view opens, and turn warp on. For most breaks, start in beats warp mode. Set preserve to either 1/16 or 1/8. If the break is really busy with lots of tiny hits, 1/16 usually behaves better. Also, set transient loop mode to off. That tends to keep drums cleaner. Your goal here is simple. Make it loop in time with the grid without weird flamming or warpy artifacts. If the break is super organic and beats mode is doing something strange, you can temporarily try Complex Pro just to get timing locked, and later you can resample or reapproach it cleaner. But for now, just make sure it loops tight. Cool, now we slice. You've got two workflows, and both are valid. I'll explain both. Then you can pick your favorite. Workflow 1 is the fast, classic jungle method. Slice to new MIDI track. Right-click the clip, and choose Slice to new MIDI track. In the dialog, choose Slice by Transients. That's usually perfect for breaks. Use the default slicing preset. The built-in slicing 1 is fine. Ableton will create a drum rack where each slice is on a pad, and it also creates a MIDI clip that triggers the original rhythm. This is awesome, because now you're basically playing the break like a kit. You can rearrange hits in MIDI, add ghost notes, do stutters, and you're not stuck doing surgery in the timeline. Workflow 2 is the arrangement chopper method, splitting audio directly. Put the break in arrangement view, loop 2 bars, zoom in, and find transient peaks. Every time you want a slice, hit CMD or Ctrl plus E to split. You can split on transients by eye, or on the grid like 1/16 notes if you want it super systematic. This method is really nice when you want hands-on audio edits and you like seeing the slices laid out on the timeline. Now the main event, micro fades on every slice, the clean way. In Ableton, what we want are clip fades, not cross fades between clips. Clip fades live on each audio clip and they're perfect for declicking. In arrangement view, make sure fade controls are visible. Look for the show or hide fade controls button. If you don't see it, go to the view menu and choose show fades. Once fades are visible, you'll see little handles at the top corners of each audio clip. Here's the beginner-friendly starting range for DNB drums. Fade in around 2 to 5 milliseconds. Fade out around 2 to 8 milliseconds. And I want to stress something. The goal is not to make it smooth. The goal is remove the click without stealing impact. Drum and bass needs that snap. So click one slice, drag the fade-in handle just a tiny bit to the right, then drag the fade-out handle a tiny bit to the left. If you can clearly hear the fade working, it's probably too long. We want barely there. Now, quick coach tip. Don't just blast the volume and assume you'll catch clicks. Clicks often show up more clearly at low volume. So loop a one beat or two beat section, turn your monitors down, and listen for little ticks at the edges. That's where you'll know if you're actually fixing the problem, instead of just making the break softer. Once you get one slice feeling perfect, we want to copy those fades to everything else, because doing this manually on every clip is pain. Try this. Copy the clip that has the perfect fades, then select the other slices you want to match, and use paste attributes. That's CMD or Ctrl+Shift+V. A dialog should appear where you can choose what to paste. Choose fades, and ideally only fades, so you don't mess up anything else. Now, depending on your Ableton version or the context, paste attributes might not always behave exactly how you expect. So here's a super reliable alternative that's very Ableton native, the consolidate then slice trick. Select the 2-bar region you're working on and consolidate it with CMD or Ctrl+J. Now it's one clean clip, like a printed file. Add a tiny fade in and fade out to that consolidated clip. Something like 2 milliseconds in and 5 milliseconds out is a great baseline. Then do your splitting on that consolidated clip. Why does this help? Two reasons. First, a lot of clicks come from clip boundaries or tiny DC offsets where the waveform isn't sitting nicely around zero. Consolidating often prints a cleaner file, so your edits behave more consistently. Second, you get a controlled starting point, and your fades feel more predictable across slices. Now, let's make sure the groove stays tight while we do all this, because micro fades can absolutely weaken the punch if you overdo them. Here's the rule. Keep fade-ins as short as possible. If you notice your break suddenly feels less snappy, especially on snares and sharp hats, don't immediately think, I need more processing. First, reduce the fade-in. Try going from 5 milliseconds down to 2 milliseconds. If it still feels weird, check your slice start position. A super common beginner mistake is slicing halfway into the transient. Then your fade-in is literally fading the punch itself. The pro move is to start the slice just before the transient rise, not on the peak, not after it. Zoom in, find that little ramp up, and place the cut slightly earlier. That way the transient is intact, and the fade is happening on the quiet part before the hit. Now, a simple fade decision tree you can use. If the click is right at the start of a slice, don't lengthen the fade-in first. Actually, try shortening it first. Sometimes a longer fade-in makes the transient feel smeared, and you still hear a tick because the slice is late. If it still clicks, nudge the slice start a hair earlier so you catch the transient rise. If the click is at the end of the slice, increase the fade-out slightly, or shorten the tail of the clip. If it's still clicky even with fades, it's often a source issue like DC offset or a nasty non-zero crossing cut. That's when consolidating or adding a tiny fade to the source before chopping can be the oh wow, fixed moment. Alright, now that we're clean, let's build a simple rolling 2-bar pattern. If you're using drum rack slicing, open the MIDI clip and start with the classic structure. In bar 1, keep it readable. Put a kickish slice on beat 1. Put a snare slice on beats 2 and 4, or if you're thinking halftime, just make sure your main snare placements feel like DNB. Then add ghost notes between snares. Quieter little hits that create that rolling energy. In bar 2, add a variation. Swap one snare for a different snare slice, or throw in a quick 1/32 stutter leading into beat 4, then end with a short fill made from 2 to 4 slices. If you're in MIDI, use velocity for ghost notes. Try velocities around 30 to 60 for the quiet hits. And if you nudge timing at all, be subtle. DNB is precise. You want it tight, not sloppy swingy. Now let's talk basic processing. Just enough to make it slap while staying beginner-friendly. On the sliced break track or the break group, add drum bus. Set drive somewhere around 5-15%. Add a little boom if you want, like 20-40, but keep it subtle and tune it if needed. And here's the key for this lesson. If your micro fades shaved a tiny bit of bite, use the transients knob in drum bus. Try +5 to +15. That can restore the tick without you needing to undo the clean edits. Then add EQ8. High pass somewhere around 30 to 60 Hz to remove rumble that doesn't belong. If it sounds boxy, try a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB, and watch your level so you're not just getting louder and thinking it's better. And if you want that classic DNB weight without destroying your transients, do a parallel smash return. Create a return track called Break Smash. Put glue compressor on it. Fast attack. Like 0.3 milliseconds. Release can beat auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 4 to 1. Aim for 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction on that return. Then follow it with a saturator, soft clip on. Now send your break to it lightly, start around minus 18 to minus 10 dB send. You're blending, not drowning. This adds thickness and aggression while your main track stays clean and click free. Extra coach note. Always check your micro fades in context. A fade setting that sounds perfect, while soloed might feel like it's pulling the break behind the bass once the sub comes in. So do a quick context check. Play your bass or a simple sub note along with the break. If the break suddenly feels softer or late, shorten fade-ins or move slice starts earlier. Now, quick advanced but easy variation. For very fast stutters and 1/32 fills, try short in. Longer out. Keep fading extremely short so the front edge stays sharp, but let the fade out be a bit longer so repeated tails don't create a zipper of clicks. This is especially helpful when you fire the same tiny slice rapidly. Another fun idea if you want tight plus lush without getting overwhelmed, two-lane slicing. Duplicate your chop track. One track is for main hits like kick and snare, minimal fades, maximum punch. The other track is for ghost notes and texture, maybe slightly longer fade out so it stays smooth. Lend them. It's an easy trick that sounds way more intentional. All right, let's do a mini practice run you can complete in 10 to 15 minutes. Grab a break and warp it to 172 BPM. Consolidate two bars with CMD or Control J. Pull it into about 16 to 32 slices, either by transients or 1/16 grid. Apply micro fades. Aim for 2 to 3 milliseconds fade in, and 5 to 8 milliseconds fade out. Rearrange and make a fill at the end of bar 2 using 4 rapid slices. Add drum boss with drive around 10% and transients around +10. Then do a click hunt. If any click remains, adjust the slice start slightly earlier or tweak the fade out. Keep the fade in short unless you absolutely need more. Your deliverable is a 2-bar loop that is click-free but still hits hard. Let's wrap it up. Micro fades are one of the secret weapons of clean break editing. Tiny fade-ins and fade-outs, usually around 2 to 5 milliseconds in and 2 to 8 milliseconds out, will remove clicks at slice boundaries without ruining the groove. The biggest thing is making sure you're not fading the transient itself. Slice starts matter as much as fades. And once the edits are clean, you can push processing like drum boss, EQ8, saturator, and a parallel glue compressor return to get that classic DNB punch and weight. If you want, tell me which workflow you're using, drum rack slicing or arrangement chopping, and what style you're aiming for, like jungle, rollers, neuro, jump up. I can suggest a super specific fade range and a quick chain that matches that vibe.